In Canberra today, the Prime Minister has defended in some detail his record on improving the lives of Indigenous Australians as he faces expressions of deep frustration among Indigenous leaders about the failings of the Closing the Gap strategy. A review of the strategy has found the government had effectively abandoned the policy after 5 years and that a revolving door of Prime Ministers had all but halted progress. A meeting of Indigenous leaders in Canberra today and tomorrow has underlined the anger at successive failures, and the opposition took it to the floor of question time in Parliament. Our political reporter Alexandra Beach is in Canberra. Alex, just tell us what the Prime Minister and his senior ministers had to say today.
Well, Linda, every year it's the same. These targets just aren't improving enough and everyone concedes they're a long way from the end goal. But today the Prime Minister's rejected suggestions that the government's cutting funding or dropping the ball here. And the Rural Health Minister, Bridget McKenzie, also says there's been a lot learned over the past decade since the targets were introduced. Labor leader Bill Shorten, though, began question time today by taking the government to task about this issue.
Questions without notice, the Leader of the Opposition.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My question is to the Prime Minister. A review by the Closing the Gap Steering Committee has found that this government has effectively abandoned the Closing the Gap strategy. Given this damning indictment, how can the Prime Minister continue to justify $500 million of cuts to Indigenous affairs?
The Prime Minister's due to give his progress report on the Closing the Gap targets on Monday, but he's already on the defensive, assuring the Parliament that things are improving.
We've got a lot more to do, but we are getting on with it. We are working with our First Australians. We are doing things with them, not doing things to them.
There's clearly more to be done. The government's working on an overhaul of the targets, which it will discuss with state and territory leaders at tomorrow's COAG meeting. The ABC understands that could include new child protection and justice targets. Malcolm Turnbull stressed this is a priority for the government.
The proposition that the government is cutting funding for Indigenous affairs is simply wrong. We are putting more resources into Indigenous advancement all the time.
I don't want to hear about a record amount of money being spent by the government on Indigenous issues. Instead, I want to hear about the vision of what the funding is meant to achieve. When will the life expectancy gap be halved and then eliminated?
Rod Little is the co-chair of the Close the Gap Steering Committee and is among a group of Indigenous leaders in Canberra today to meet with the government. He says political leaders have waxed lyrical about their commitment to these targets for years. It's not enough.
I have yet to witness the significant change my parents had hoped for their children and their children's children and our peoples more generally.
The government's pointed out there's 200 years of disparity to address here and says the targets were always ambitious.
What, so you give up? It's okay to have 18-year-old Indigenous people end up in jail. It's okay to have Indigenous women rise in the incarceration rates of jail. You just give up and you walk away.
Labor Senator Malandiri McCarthy was the member for Arnhem in the Northern Territory Parliament when the targets were introduced. She remembers thinking it was the right approach.
It was important to see Closing the Gap in terms of targets and what the Australian Parliament was going to do each year in terms of its commitment to First Nations people, and it was incredibly exciting.
Senator McCarthy says no government is blameless here and wants the major parties to unite to fix the problem. But she says Indigenous politicians aren't being briefed or listened to when it comes to Closing the Gap.
When it said no to the voice of Uluru Statement from the Heart, the Prime Minister said that there are Indigenous members in this Parliament who are voices to be heard. Well, let me tell you, in terms of Close the Gap, our voices have been completely silent because we have not been given a chance to be heard by this Prime Minister.
That's Labor Senator Malandiri McCarthy. Premiers and chief ministers are already arriving in Canberra this evening ahead of tomorrow's COAG meeting. This will be a key issue at that meeting and into next week.
Thanks very much for that, Alex. Alex Beach, our political reporter.